as her sister's face is turned. And they seem to forget me. With one of us, you must sail. It's always been and always will. Though no one's ever told you, well, my mother lived alone, so I have no need of love, and I have no wish to conquer men. I see no need for needy friends. The sisters laughed. There's truly nothing that you need. You won't miss us when we leave. And I cast them out.
Hey Medford, Boston, and the rest of the world that is listening to our broadcast tonight. Welcome to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Wish You Were Here being spun by myself, DJ Huckleberry Spin, and my fellow DJ, Doc V. We've got a brilliant playlist here for you tonight, filled with music that will take you on a ride through the 70s, 80s, 90s, so be sure to stay with us for the next hour. Enjoy. We are going to start off tonight with a song called Wild World by Cat Stevens. This song appeared on his fourth album, Tea for the Tillerman, recorded and released in 1970. During the early 70s, Stevens developed a relationship with actress Patty d'Urbainville, and the two were a pair throughout a period of years or two after. During the time, he wrote several songs about her, including the song Wild World. This song has struck many critics as being productive and caring. The artist's expression of love includes the words like, "I wouldn't want to see you, sad girl, don't be a bad girl." This song is in the form of the singer's words to his departing lover, inspired by the end of their romance. Certainly one of my favorites from the 70s. Cat Stevens, Wild World.
Girl, don't be a bad girl, but if you wanna leave, you make a lot of nice friends out there, but just remember there's a lot of bad, and beware. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by just upon a smile.
Next up, we're going to keep it going with the 70s with a song that was a late addition to the album The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spider from Mars at the insistence of Dennis Katz of RCA, who heard a demo, loved it, and thought it would make a great single. This track replaced the Chuck Berry cover Round and Round on the album. The lyrics describe Ziggy Stardust bringing a message of hope to Earth's youth through the radio, salvation by an alien starman. The story is told from the point of view of one of the youths who hears Ziggy. According to Bowie himself, speaking to William S. Burroughs for the Rolling Stone magazine in 1973, Ziggy Stardust is not the starman, but merely his earthly messenger, contrary to received opinion, which often paints Ziggy as an extraterrestrial. The song has inspired interpretations ranging from an allusion to the second coming of Christ to an accurate prediction of the plot for the film Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Some man waiting in the sky.
Once again, this is Wish You Were Here with your hosts, DJ Huckleberry Spin and DJ Doc V. Next up, we've got a song best known for being played during the opening and closing credits of the John Hughes film The Breakfast Club, Don't You Forget About Me, by Simple Minds. Interestingly enough, the band took the name Simple Minds from a 1972 David Bowie song, The Gene Genie, line, "He's so simple-minded, he can't drive his own module." In 1980, Bowie and Simple Minds lead singer Jim Kerr sang backing vocals for the Iggy Pop song Play It Safe. Finally, the movie The Breakfast Club opens with a David Bowie lyric from the song Changes. And the children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They are quite aware of what they're going through. Rest in peace, David Bowie. You will surely be missed.
Fleetwood Mac's album Rumours was an absolute nightmare to create, with the band's members perpetually at each other's throats. Fleetwood Mac was made up of two couples at the time, most notably between Head Stinger Stevie Nicks and guitarist Lindsey Buckingham. Both couples ended up breaking up in the process of making the album, and Nicks left the band afterwards. Rumor has it that on this particularly angsty song, you can hear Lindsey Buckingham utter the F-word under his breath. Turn up your radios, it's really hard to tell whether or not he's counting into the song, or he's saying the F-word. Anyways, coming up, The Chain, Fleetwood Mac.
I'm Mariah Carey. What are you doing this summer? You could be a host for the Fresh Air Fund. All it takes is a little space in your home and a little place in your heart. You'll be giving a child a chance to discover life beyond city limits, and you'll be getting the opportunity to make life richer for yourself and your guest. Please become a Fresh Air Fund host. Thank you.
Again, this is WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is DJ Huckleberry Spin in the studio here with my fellow DJ and companion, DJ Doc V. This next tune was originally written in 1973 in honor of Marilyn Monroe, who had died 11 years earlier. In 1997, John performed a rewritten version of this song as a tribute to Diana, Prince of Wales. This version of the song was released as a single and reached number one in many countries, providing a much greater success than the original, officially being listed as the second best-selling single of all time, behind Bing Crosby's White Christmas. Next up, we've got Elton John's Candle in the Wind for you.
Goodbye, Norma Jean. Oh, I never knew you at all. You had the grace to hold yourself while those around you they whispered into your brain. They set you on the treadmill and they made you change your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. Never did. Ever did.
You've been Rickrolled. That last song, Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley, was not actually written by him, but was written by a British production team composed of three gentlemen named Stock, Aitken, and Waterman. At the time, Rick Astley was staying with Pete Waterman, and what happened was Pete Waterman had a three-hour phone conversation with this woman he had been seeing at the time, and Astley told him afterwards that you're never gonna give her up. Aitken and Waterman then changed the story a bit and made him one, you know, made Waterman the one that was more vulnerable. Very interesting stuff. And coming up, we've got Southern Men by Neil Young off of his 1970 album After the Gold Rush. In this song, Young absolutely blasts the South, criticizing Southern culture as racist, backwards, and religiously fanatic. This didn't particularly sit well with a particular Southern rock group. We've got the response coming up afterwards. Southern Man, Neil Young. As I said, a particular popular Southern rock group did not take well to Neil Young criticizing the South. We got, coming up, Sweet Home Alabama. And as it turned out, Ronnie Van Zant, the main singer of Lynyrd Skynyrd, and Neil Young actually got along quite well and had a deep respect for each other. There was no beef. Anyways, coming up, Sweet Home Alabama.
That was a quite popular tune that now brings us into the 80s. Sweet Child of Mine by the American rock band Guns N' Roses, featured on their debut album, Appetite for Destruction. This single was released August 1988, as the album's third single. The song topped the Billboard's Hot 100s chart, becoming the band's first and only number one single in the United States. Interestingly, in 2005, the webpage of the Australian music channel, Max, published an article by the music writer Nathan Jolly that noted similarities between Sweet Child of Mine and the song Unpublished Critics by the Australian band Australian Crawl from 1981. To date, there is no verdict. Nonetheless, a fantastic song to add to your workout playlist.
And to this day, Appetite for Destruction is still the best-selling debut album of all time. And as sweet as Axl Rose's words sound, Aaron Averly, the woman which he wrote the song for, they eventually got married, but he was a prolific domestic abuser and eventually they ended up getting divorced. Not that great of a guy.
Next up, we got It's Still Rock and Roll to Me, Billy Joel. This song was written by Joel as a cynical look at the music industry. As a publicist, manager begs the protagonist to remain hip for the younger crowd, and the protagonist's refusal to change, claiming his music will remain relevant regardless of his appearance. The song was a reaction by Joel at the new music genres that were around in the late 1970s, such as punk, funk, and new wave. It was inspired by Joel reading a review about a particular, unnamed, I may add, band, and realizing that he had no idea what their music sounded like. Here it is. It's Still Rock and Roll to Me, Billy Joel.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me.
Thank you. ever try to be a straight A student? If you are, then you think too much. Don't you know about the new fashion, honey? All you need are looks and a whole lot of money. It's the next phase, new wave, dance craze. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Everybody's talking about the new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
Silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. DJ said love's a game of easy come and easy go. But I wonder, does he know? Has he ever felt like this? And I know that you would be here right now if I could have let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
Coming up, we've got a song by the Red Hot Chili Peppers titled Slow Cheetah. Back in the day, Anthony Kiedis struggled with all sorts of drug addictions, including to cocaine and heroin, and he would frequently mix the two, hence the song Slow Cheetah. And actually, the Red Hot Chili Peppers' first guitarist died from an overdose, mixing both heroin and cocaine. So it's a very particularly emotional song. Here comes Slow Cheetah.
Waking up dead inside of my head, we'll never, never do. There is no med, no medicine to take. I've had a chance to be insane, asylum from the falling rain. I've had a chance to break. It's so bad, it's got to be good. Mysterious girl, misunderstood. Dressed like a wedding cake. Any other day, an bound to break while trying to run away.
This is DJ Huck Finn coming to you from the studio. We've got a caller online from Emerson College, dear friend. Hey, Dave, how are you doing, bud?
I'm doing great, dude. How are you? I've been a long-time listener of WMFO, and I'm really impressed that you guys are doing.
Glad to hear it, Dave. Yeah. Unfortunately, we've only got a couple minutes left in our show. Anything you want us to play to cap it off?
Yeah, I love some Zeppelin to cap it off. So Over the Hills and Far Away from House in the Holy, please.
All right, we got you.
Thanks, man. Have a good night.
All right, see you, dude. Have a good night.
Yeah, dude.
Hey lady, you got the love I need. Maybe more than enough. Oh darling, 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 walk a while with me. you got so much, so much, so much.